Now, this year, RNIB have been asking you to celebrate those who dedicate their time, passion and skills to changing the world for blind and partially sighted people by nominating them for an RNIB See Differently Award sponsored by Bayer. Now, the finalists have now been selected, and joining me now to tell us more is Lorna Forbes. She's a Senior Brand Manager with RNIB. Hi, Lorna.
Hello.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more just about the See Differently Awards.
So the awards were set up to just really shine a spotlight on the great work that's happening in the sight loss sector every day that sometimes goes on unnoticed. What we did with the awards is we gave everybody the opportunity to nominate someone that they feel is doing outstanding work in the sight loss sector to break down the barriers for people with sight loss and just to, I suppose, enrich and enable people with sight loss to live an independent life.
So have you had a good response then?
We had a great response, actually. It was really, really positive. Lots of fantastic nominations coming in, just showing so many different activities and campaigns and innovations that people have been working on that support people with sight loss. So it was a pleasure to be reading through all of these nominations.
And I suppose it gives you a real feel as well for how much is actually going on.
Absolutely. I think it gives us a feel for what's going on, but also the types of interventions that can make such a huge difference that you might not think about, or just some of the barriers that blind and partially sighted people face where a small change can often make a big difference.
So you've now finally come up with the list of finalists?
We have, yes. We've shortlisted down to 18 finalists, so that's 3 national finalists in each of our 6 categories.
So I understand the judges have met and decided the overall winners then?
Yes, they have. And that was quite an amazing meeting. So we've got, a really esteemed panel of mainly external judges. So we had Cathy Evans, who was the chief executive of the Royal College of Ophthalmologists. We had Hazel Jones from the People's Postcode Lottery. Sam Lateef, who's accessibility leader from Procter & Gamble. Louise Litton, actress on EastEnders and also has a cousin with sight loss. Dr. Amit Patel, who is a campaigner, an author and a accessibility and diversity consultant. And then we also had Arlene Phillips, who many of you will know as the presenter out on Strictly Come Dancing and also a judge and choreographer. So they all met earlier this week and both deliberated and sort of had conversations about the nominations that were shortlisted. And I suppose what they did is try to work out what the strongest merits were across these 3 finalists in each category. And then they had to make the tough decision as to who was going to be named the overall winner.
So when would the winners actually be announced?
So the overall winners are under lock and key until the award ceremony on 26th of November this year. So at the award ceremony is the first time that people will hear who those overall winners are.
Right, so everybody's sitting there with bated breath.
Absolutely. We're keeping it completely secret in the office, so there's only a select few people that know who those winners are. And then, yes, it will be an exciting time of the awards when those outstanding winners have been announced.
So for those that would like to find out more about the actual See Differently Awards, what's the best way to do that?
So if you visit rnib.org.uk/SD Awards, you can find out everything about the event. So our judges, the judging panel, the finalists, and also the event itself, and also our sponsors.
Well, we will look forward to the announcement coming up later on. But in the meantime, Lorna Forbes, Senior Brand Manager with RNIB, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.